Speaking of the other day I heard a story about Kid Delicious, real name Danny Basevich, this portly pool player, and I said, wait, I know this guy. I saw him cracking wise as he cracked racks of balls in a tournament on ESPN, but I had no idea just how compelling a dude he was. And it all becomes clear in a book written by L. John Wertheim. It's called Running the Table. Here's part of that book. Pool was in fact Danny's therapy, his sanctuary. Screw the bullies at Manalapan High, screw the fat jokes, screw the girls who didn't give him the time of day. The maple pool cue felt like a pistol in his hands, instilling in him power and self-confidence. His parents relived their son's mental health, and it seemed to have stabilized. Doris and Dave Basevich once asked Danny to explain why pool. Danny stuttered and mumbled and then replied, "It makes me feel alive." Thank you, L. John Wertheim, for those words. But now we have the real Kid Delicious, maybe the best, very maybe the most interesting pool hustler going. How are you?
How's it going, guys? It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let me ask you. So we're identifying you as a pool hustler. Do you like the term? Is it accurate? Would you prefer to be called something else?
I guess I don't mind being called a pool hustler. I mean, I'd like to be called like a professional pool player.
You'd like to be called a champion, I guess. Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you that. I mean, if you're a hustler, it means it implies a few things. Like, you could go into a pool hall, scare up a game, kind of trick people who might not know who you are and take their money. But here you have a book and you're on this show, even though no one's seeing you, but there's some video you online. Are those days all over? Is your cover blown and you can't scare up those games and really hustle the guys who don't know you anymore?
Yeah, for sure. My cover's totally blown, but for about 10-year run, from about 17 to about like 26 or somewhere around there, I got to travel the whole country, every single state except for Hawaii and Alaska, and I won over $500,000 playing pool. And most of the time, nobody knew who they were playing.
We heard a little bit in John Wertheim's words that you were a depressed, troubled kid. A kid, pool saved you. And in the book, there's a great story about your early hustles where you'd go over to Rutgers or maybe Princeton. You'd buy a sweatshirt. You'd smear some chocolate cake on your lips. And the whole point was to make yourself look like an easy mark to the frat boys. Did it work?
Absolutely. I mean, at that time of my life, I was a hustler for sure. I in pool, the one lousy thing about pool is when I was young and I was coming up in the world and I was about 17 years old, I wanted to just become a professional.
Right.
And become like the best pool player in the world. But the sad thing is the money on the professional, billiards tour is very poor. And all the old timers that are professionals in New Jersey, where I grew up playing pool, they all told me that I better go on the road and go do some gambling and go make all that big money first before I go playing on the pro tour.
Was it sort of great minor leagues? I mean, because you had to have the mental fortitude to not only play great pool, but to present yourself as something that you weren't and to fight back from adversity?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's actually the best minor leagues possible. If you're traveling all the time and playing on different pool tables with different balls, with different equipment, even the temperature of the pool room could change the way that the table plays by rolling fast or rolling slow, or you could have tables that roll a little crooked. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different variables that come into play, and if every day you're playing on something different and you got to keep on getting used to it, it's really difficult, and people don't realize what you have to do when you leave your hometown to go play pool for money.
Walk me through the basics of the hustle. As I understand it, it's basically appear weak, convince your opponent that you're weak for a while till the money gets up there, then you play strong. There must be a lot more wrinkles than that, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, like, the hustle about the college, my more famous stories is I went over to Rutgers College in New Jersey,
yeah.
And in high school, I had a lot of depression, and I didn't get along with all the big-time bullies. They gave me a hard time for being overweight, stuff like that.
You're not that overweight. Let me just stop. I've been looking you up online. You're not that overweight, kid. Just letting you know. You're not that overweight. I mean, just the conversations, like the portliness, I just want to point that out there.
Well, let's just say, I think you move gracefully. Let's put it that way.
Thank you very much. I mean, a lot of good players, I'm an athlete. Even though I'm a 300-pound athlete, I've been told that I move very well, and I'm able to get around really well for being a big man. And I appreciate that, guys. It's really nice of you. I did some crazy things because with my depression and dealing with all the bullies in high school and stuff like that. When I was young, I really wasn't good at dealing with it, and my depression got so bad that I didn't even want to live anymore. I couldn't even get out of bed.
Yeah, and Poole saved you, as Wertheim said.
Poole saved me. As soon as I started playing pool at about 13 years old, I was the happiest kid in the world. I mean, I went from not being able to leave, able to talk to anybody, even my mom and dad.
Yeah.
You know, not even being able to get up and brush my teeth.
Was it instantaneous, like the first time you picked up a stick? Did you suddenly say, you know, the world makes sense to me?
It really did. You were absolutely right. It's unbelievable how much it helped me with my depression. The biggest problem is I wasn't able to do anything in my life before that and get into that special place called the zone that all of us in life all want to find, whether you're in the match or whether you're even just drinking a glass of water or something like that.
Yeah, but when you're doing something, it can be very physically exerting. I mean, I remember when, you know, like when I'm playing cards or when I was a kid and I used to play sports like football. I mean, that's it. You block out everything and you just totally lose yourself in the experience. And if you're good at it, if you have any trouble in the rest of your life, that's so beside the point, because what's important is the experience right in front of you.
You're absolutely right, and I had a lot of trouble with dwelling on the past and dwelling on the future, which is a very big problem with depression. I was always dwelling on, you know, some guy that made fun of my weight or some guy that made fun of the way I talked or, you know, different things like that. I'd always be worrying about all day long and just put me in a deep depression. But as soon as I found pool, I started to learn how to be and, you know, get myself right in reality with life, and I would play for 3 or 4 hours and not think about anything but the pool ball one at a time, and I found myself as the happiest guy in the world after that. I'm not going to say my depression went away totally, but it made me so happy, and it was unbelievable.
So, you know, the other thing it does, it makes you turn the tables on some of the bullies. Before, you were talking about going to Rutgers, the exact kind of guys who would be teasing you in high school. How would you wind up taking their money when you first encountered them on the pool tables?
Well, one of the hustle that I want to get back to with Rutgers University was one of my famous hustles where I went to where you could buy clothing and stuff like that. And I bought myself a Rutgers sweater and some Rutgers sneakers they even had. And I got myself a football Rutgers hat. And there's a little pool room in Rutgers that has about 10 pool tables and like a little cafeteria and arcade. And I overheard that there was a lot of kids there gambling, you know, a lot of young kids about 17 years old at the time, and I heard there was a lot of cocky kids where their families had a lot of money, or they, you know, the guys that used to pick on me when I was a kid.
The exact guys from Manalapan High School, yeah.
Absolutely, and at the time, I've never been in a fight in my life, and I whenever them guys would give me a hard time, I never stood up for myself at all, and that was probably one of the problems I had with depression for sure. Mm-hmm. You know, and with pool, I bought myself a piece of chocolate cake at the cafeteria, and I made sure I had myself like $10,000, a big roll of money, and I walked myself into the little pool room at Rutgers, And the first thing I would do is I'd buy a Coca-Cola right at the front desk with a big pile of $100 bills and drop them all over the floor. And immediately you'd see everybody looking at me and saying, look at this kid. You know, he doesn't know what he's doing. Believe me, the money would be all over. People would be helping me pick up my money.
So is that a little over the top as you look back on it? I mean, when you tell the story, it seems so obvious. If I wrote it in a screenplay, I'd have to be like, oh, tone it down a little.
I know what you're saying. It's really funny. These guys and anyone who gambles in pool, they have such a big ego.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's cocky. Everybody thinks they could beat the next guy. Nobody's afraid. Like, it's really amazing. I mean, you'd be surprised. You're right. Sometimes I had to tone it down.
Yeah.
But with these guys, they didn't know what hit them, and I was able to do a lot of silly things. Like, you know, with the chocolate cake, I smeared a little on my cheek, and I was eating this chocolate cake, sitting down, talking to them, and, you know, acting really silly, you know, acting like the dumb fat guy that really don't know too much, that his parents just won the lottery, and they just gave me 10 grand this week for my allowance.
Last question. Do you think pool has a chance to be the new poker in terms of a sport that a lot of people play and watch on TV?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Pool is moving really good right now, and it's trying to improve. Its biggest problem right now is having trouble getting some of the biggest sponsors like poker was able to get.
Right.
And you know what it is? It's poker. You know, it's a lot luckier of a game. There is great players who do win all the time. But with poker, is everyone's putting up that big entry. Like, they'll get, like, 500 guys put up, like, $500 a piece. And then all that money is pretty much pooled up, and that's the prize fund. And in pool tournaments, I mean, the entry might be $500. But because it's a very skilled game and it's not – there's really not a whole lot of luck involved.
Right. It just takes so much more practice. I mean, poker does too, but, you know, a guy like you has to practice so many hours, and the random guy can't come off the street. But, Danny, we got to leave it there, but I want to thank you very much for talking to us and being the inspiration for this book by L. John Wertheim called Running the Table. Danny Bacevich. Thanks a lot, Danny.
Thanks a lot. It's great to have being on with you guys.